You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Really? You want the news? You'll get the news. Boy, demanding, aren't we? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Thank you all for tuning in. Yes, I am Dr. Dahlia Wax. People always ask me, you know, really, are you a doctor? Are you a real doctor? Yeah, I actually went to medical school. Don't try to look up like old yearbook pictures of me, please. Horrible, you know, had, you know, the unibrow and, you know, never combed my hair. Not that my hair is really combed, but yeah, I'm an MD. I went to medical school, board certified in family medicine. I talk about medical school a lot on the show. Medical school was so much fun. Maybe I'll throw in one of my medical school stories. It was wonderful. I mean, I have a selective memory. I only try to remember the good. You know, the parts that were funny. And so I like to share them with you. I mean, I don't remember, you know, when I would get dumped, you know, by guys I'd be dating because I always smelled like a cadaver and, you know, I always had to work hard and, you know, so I only remember the good. So hopefully I'll have some good stories today. But, yeah, absolutely. Right. Who did you think I was? The doctor of love. I like getting love questions, though. I like it when people call about relationship questions and love, you know. Those are always kind of cool. I don't think I'm an expert on love. I mean, I'm in love with my husband, and my husband loves me, you know, and he puts up with me, you know. So I think that makes me some sort of an expert. I mean, but it's, you know, it's like pulling teeth, you know. You know, I mean, I can't believe he could put up with me as much as I don't think any man could put up with me. I really don't, you know, but they do, and I'm very grateful that, you know, he hasn't dumped me. As I look at it day by day. We're going to be coming up. Oh, my gosh. I've got my anniversary coming up soon. Oh, boy. Better shave my legs. Well, we'll talk about that. You guys will give me some ideas on what I should do for anniversary. Buy him a bowling ball. No, I'm not going to buy him a bowling ball. All right. A lot to talk about. Apparently, a school has decided to take it upon themselves to not let their kids go pee-pee. Apparently no bathroom break. So parents are all in an uproar, getting all freaked out because of their kids' bladders. So the kids are screwing around in the bathroom. That's what's going on. We've got to talk about that. Is it dangerous to not let your kid go pee-pee? Also, two young boys, this is so tragic, died in a fire after learning how to light an aerosol by watching Xbox. There was an Xbox game, and they decided to light an aerosol, and scary stuff. You know, what was that one movie, Dumb and Dumber? Jim Carrey would try to light his farts, right? He'd fart, and then, you know, he'd try to light it. And, you know, my kids thought that was funny, and they were trying to do that. And I'm like, stop it. You'll burn your jewels off. You don't do that. You know, kids see things on TV, and then they want to recreate it. You know, why don't kids listen to radio and try to recreate radio? I mean, you know, they can listen to my show. It's safer, right? And in fact, that's going to bring us to one of our next topics. Apparently, pediatricians want to say just no TV for kids under two. Just no TV for kids under two. Kids under two do not need to see the TV. Like what? They're watching the debate? Really? You know, and so I don't think they're that far off on that one. Now, if I ever get a TV show, I'll disagree. But right now, I'm not on TV. I'm on radio. So, yeah, that may be a good point. So, as you can see, we've got a lot to talk about today. So, please call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, follow me on Twitter. Actually, you know what? I got a nice little email. You know what? I want to read the medical emails, but I just want to give a shout out to Howard from Cleveland, Ohio. I got a place in my heart with Cleveland because I have family who've lived in Cleveland for decades, Shaker Heights, etc. So he's an Ohio taxi cab driver, listens to me on XM, channel 166. Thank you, Howard. Wants me to expand the show on XM. We're working on it. We're working on it. The problem is I got to get, you know, some really, really good content, and I got to work on the talent. All right. If I got that, I'm good. All right. So thank you. Thank you all. I mean, and I get hundreds of emails. So I want to thank you all for being so supportive because I know you could write, you know, a half a dozen things, and some of them could be four-letter words, and you don't, which is wonderful. So really quickly, okay, so pediatricians want to say no TV watching when you're under two. All right? They say parents just throw their kids in front of the DVD. I had my kids watch Baby Einstein. I did because I didn't know what to do with them, and I figured they'd learn, you know, and maybe get an appreciation for classical music like the Mozart. I love Baby Mozart. That was pretty, you know, and I have to admit I did that. I, you know, shoved them in front of the TV, and I feel guilty. They say, you know, if you shove your kid in front of a TV, you're spending less time. And they think it could actually harm their development. Parents are, you know, kids are looking at the TV and they're, you know, maybe eventually they get nearsighted with glasses or, you know, check your radio, guys. You're having a radio problem. My issue is with this, okay? I don't mind every once in a while them getting some stimulation from TV, whether it's by music, et cetera. I do have a problem with parents throwing their kids in front of a TV 8 hours a day. Absolutely. But listen, if you have to go pee or if you have to do some household chores, you know, in the olden days, we'd throw the kid in a playpen with some blocks. You know, having the music in the background, I don't think is a bad idea. The problem is with some of these TV shows, the colors are so psychedelic. And, you know, the flashes and the I get a little nervous they're going to cause a seizure. I mean, I've never seen that, you know, with a child. But I agree. I don't really think, you know, a two-year-old should be watching SpongeBob SquarePants. I don't think a two-year-old should be watching South Park, okay? Now, I know us moms and dads like to watch South Park, right? Right, and I'll be watching South Park. You know, my husband will come in the room going, why is this on with the kids? You know, and I'm like, it's a cartoon. Oh, really? There's dirty words in it? Really? Yeah, but you think when your kids are younger, they don't know. They don't know. In fact, I was pregnant with my first one. Remember when the South Park movie came out? Right? And my favorite song is Cartman singing Kyle's mom is a wench type of thing. Well, I was pregnant. And I remember I had to get up and go to the bathroom, and that was my favorite scene, but I had no idea, but I had to get up and pee. And the funny thing is my kids love that song. I shouldn't allow them to listen to it. It's just, you know, maybe picked it up in the womb. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade and somewhere to be.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This just in, Charles, my engineer this evening, and my board operator, gave us some breaking news. Apparently, there is a judge in France who has ruled that a 51-year-old man must pay his 47-year-old ex-wife damages for failing to fulfill her sexual needs for over 21 years. Oh, my gosh. The Telegraph reports that a man from Nice, southern France, known in court as Jean-Louis B., must pay his wife 10,000 euros or 14 grand to compensate for lack of sex over 21 years of marriage. The man was fined under Section 215 of France's Civil Code, which says married couples agree to a shared communal life. He argued he was often tired and health problems. Boy, in America, I see it's mostly the woman. You know, the woman, I have a headache. Judge decreed a sexual relationship between husband and wife as the expression of affection they have for each other, and in this case, it was absent. Wow. The ruling comes 2 years after a judge deemed the man solely responsible for the couple's divorce because of his refusal to have sex with his wife. Oh, my. Well, what do we do with all the women that don't sleep with their husbands? Oh, that's a tough one. There's a lot of we talk about lack of sex drive. We talk about, thank you, Charles, this is great. We talk about lack of sex drive all the time, you know, and women, you know, just not want to have sex, but boy, this woman really, 21 years she went through with that? My. I had no idea, though. You could, I mean, that's a lot of money. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I can see the lawsuits just come out of the woodwork. All right. All right. Well, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember last week we were talking about these carbon nanotubes and making something invisible. And even though the technology has kind of been around, I thought it was really, really cool that they could actually make something invisible using these carbon nanotubes and, you know, inducing them with electricity, making them hot, and doing the mirage effect on your eyes. Well, I guess now MIT researchers are able to see through walls. This is technology that provides real-time video of what's going on behind walls. Now, what I think is happening, okay, because I'm trying to understand this, I'm not very tech-savvy, is they have this device that basically works through radar. And what they do is they did an experiment. Well, they had two people, I guess, behind the wall. And as the waves hit the wall, the concrete blocked 99% of the waves, except the very, very small, the 0.025% that they said that, I guess, wasn't blocked, even though 99, 100 minus 99 is 1. I'm not sure why it isn't a whole 1. But they said they were able to detect the images that the 99% didn't block. And then they recreate those images. Now, I don't know how clear and crisp these are, but the fact that they're able to pick up movement, pick up objects behind a wall, concrete wall, very, very cool. MIT, very, very impressive. Wow, I'm just amazed by this whole science stuff. I mean, I know it's a medical show. I'm not supposed to be talking about tech stuff, but I am just, you know, I just kind of love this kind of stuff. All right. Now, also in I don't know if this is tech news, but UK researchers, British researchers, MRI'd a bunch of college students, and they said that the college students that had more Facebook friends, I know, this is ridiculous, the college students that had more Facebook friends have bigger brain areas. They actually measured the gray matter of the brain. You got gray matter, white matter? The gray matter of the brain was more in kids that had more Facebook buddies. Now, I'm burping. All right, I burp. I don't know how much gray matter I got. I think I have almost 5,000 friends on Facebook. I know I'm getting maxed, but I'm going to tell you, I don't think my brain is any bigger. This doesn't make any sense. They say, well, because people that are on Facebook, they may have greater competence and social skills. And so, you know, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. They say further research is necessary to understand the relationship between the amount of gray matter and the number of social connections a person has. Really? Really? So if you tweet, you're going to be smarter? Is that what they're trying to say? They said it is unclear from the data. You bet it's unclear. Published today, whether having more Facebook friends makes the regions of the brain larger or whether some people have the innate ability to have more friends. Are they kidding me? Do you guys even know what this whole Facebook friend thing is? I have almost 5,000 friends, and I probably only know 100 of them. All right? Facebook is free advertising for people. I have taxi cab companies, salons, adult bookstores. I don't know who these people are. They add me as a friend so then they can keep shooting me advertisements on their store or on their product. Okay? Facebook friend. Now, true, I never did Facebook correctly. I should have done Facebook as a, these are my buddies. I could talk to them, you know, my family members. I should have done that. But because the radio show, I didn't want to be rude. And I didn't want to defriend somebody or unfriend someone. Although I do, there are a couple stalkers that we, you know, defriend or block. We don't need any of that. And by the way, if you guys do have a Facebook picture and you're my Facebook buddy, please shirt on. All right, I don't need to see ninnies, right? All right, I don't need to see abs, okay? Just please, just keep your shirt on, okay? Facebook actually helped me, you know, to get the word out with the radio show. I mean, I was able to talk to people in the industry that I never thought I could talk to because they were on Facebook. And I think it's phenomenal. I think it's phenomenal that I was able to talk to Phil Hendry and, you know, talk to some of the guys that discovered Sean Hannity. And, you know, I was able to network and meet amazing. I was able to meet people that I never thought I would be able to meet in the industry because of Facebook. So I'm, you know, grateful that it exists. But these Facebook friends are by no means, you know, long time buddies. Okay. Right. These are people I don't even know who they are. And that's why people are using Facebook and they're using Twitter. It's free advertising. You know, I mean, so many of us, we aren't using Yellow Pages anymore, right? You know, why spend thousands upon dollars on a Yellow Page ad? These people, they're going on Facebook. They're adding as many friends as they can. Then there's a max, of course, because I think at 5,000, you're maxed. And, you know, I, like I said, I don't mind allowing these people to be friends because at least I could get the word out. But I don't know most of these people. But anytime you tweet or put something on Facebook, it's free advertising. You just have to hope somebody added you so that when you do tweet, it just keeps coming up on their tweet page. Problem with that is I don't like that kind of advertising. I don't want to be very... You know, with my medical show, the whole purpose of my going on radio was to answer people's medical questions. I wanted to answer people's medical questions. We were hit with the recession really hard in Nevada, so I decided to put myself on air, answer people's medical questions. I had to pay for airtime, put myself on air, answer people's medical questions, and do a public service. Then it, you know, kind of turned into a show, and it expanded and went from there. But I'm not trying to sell anything. I don't sell anything on the show. I don't try to get people to come to my office. I don't want to look like I'm in sales. And I think a lot of medical professionals don't want to do that. I mean, I spend so much of my day trying to sell the idea of people lowering their cholesterol and eating right and getting their mammogram and getting their colonoscopy that I don't want to lose any credibility trying to push a product or trying to push myself or my practice. However, you do have to have some sort of public relations competency, and you know, you do have to get the word out and toot your own horn, because not a lot of people are going to toot your horn for you. So, I mean, guilty as charged. I do, you know, bring up what I'm going to talk about on my show, but honestly, I really use Facebook to give you guys medical updates. Same thing with the Twitter. You know, you all don't want to know when I'm getting my period. That doesn't help you, but it helps you to know that there's, you know, maybe a chlamydia vaccine coming out or the malaria vaccine, you know, may be perfected, things like that. But it just amazes me that how big Facebook got. I mean, and we're going to be talking about the story where these two kids died in a blaze, you know, learning how to light an aerosol can by watching an Xbox game. I mean, I think we're relying too much, way too much on computers and social media and games. I mean, we're not even reading books anymore. We're having our books on a computer tablet. Now, mind you, you could, you know, carry more books now. But, I mean, we are glued to the computer screen. I mean, is that going to cause problems later? I mean, already, like I talked about earlier in the show, pediatricians are like, get the kids away from the computer screen. Get the kids away from the TV. They don't need it. But, I mean, this is really computer age now. I mean, in fact, McDonald's has been talking about joining with Mark Burnett, the producer of Survivor and The Apprentice. They're going to join with BBC America to have these TVs going on at McDonald's. So they're going to put a TV station in all the California McDonald's restaurants, I guess. And McDonald's is going to have its own TV channel. So while you eat, you're going to be, I guess, watching TV and getting whatever they're pushing. I mean, we can't escape the screen. Even our phones have a screen. Our phones, our smartphones have a screen. You can't escape. Ah! All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation of the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, so just absolutely horrifying. Two young brothers, Lewis Jenkins, 7 years old, and Taylor, 5 years old, apparently had learned from another boy how to light a fire from an aerosol can, and this kid learned that from an Xbox game. I don't know the name of the game. And apparently the kids had kind of built themselves a little den in their house, and they did it in their den, and everything lit. You know, they had made a, I guess, you know, they had like some tarp and sheets, et cetera. And unfortunately, both boys died of smoke inhalation. Mom couldn't get to them. Neighbors couldn't get to them. And the flames were just too high and just, I mean, just crushing, absolutely crushing. And, you know, I watched some of the games that my kids play. And, you know, one of them, he's really into World of Warcraft. And I don't know if I'm being naive, but when I look at World of Warcraft, it doesn't look that violent. I mean, and again, I may be stupid. I need to spend more time. But, you know, he's on a dragon or one of these animals, and he's always flying. So every time I go to check on him, he's flying on something. Okay, now I'm sure there's some sort of a battle that goes on, but I never see it. So, yeah, I keep my eye on it. I'm letting him do World of Warcraft because Daddy's into World of Warcraft. So Daddy's into World of Warcraft, and the sons are, all right, they're bonding. But I got to tell you, if I start to see anything too violent or too bloody, no way. Not happening. Now, I remember my kids tried to make me a character, And the character was very voluptuous, right? I mean, you know, she had some big boobies. And I'm like, okay, wait a second. That's too much sexy stuff, you know? But my husband said, no, don't worry. You know, the boys don't look at the female characters, right? Or the female characters may run around. I'm like, all right, I'll let that one slide. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know what your kids are doing. Know what these games are about. Play the games. And if you don't like them, turn them off. But mom, all the other kids are playing this game. All the other kids get to kill other. No. You know, and remember, these video games are becoming more and more graphic, just like TV has. You know, I mean, remember the A-Team, right? All these bullets would fly and nobody would die. And then people thought that was too unrealistic in the 80s. So, you know, now we're actually seeing people get shot and bleed and, you know, even South Park. I brought up South Park earlier. South Park, the cartoons of 10 years ago are a lot milder than the cartoons now. The cartoons South Park does now, I mean, I can't even watch. I mean, I could watch them 10 years ago, but now they are just very, very, a lot of blood, a lot of gore. And it's, and again, I don't want the kids to watch it. I don't let my kids watch it. Just every now and then, you know, I'll catch them sneaking the station, which isn't good. But things are just expected to have more shock value. And, you know, I've talked about this on the show a lot. Remember the whole Jerry Springer days where, you know, you would, see the beeps, beep, 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 beep. You know, every other word was a beep, and they were talking about sex, et cetera. And these soap operas were getting very sexy, Melrose Place, et cetera. And, you know, I loved Melrose Place. I was a huge, huge fan. But, you know, I remember telling my husband, you know, you can't get any more raunchier than what's going on with Jerry Springer and the shock value. After a while, we're going to get numb, and things are going to have to change. Things are going to have to, there's a circle of life. There's some sort of a cycle that has to happen. And then, very interestingly enough, a year or two later, we start to get High School Musical. We started to get American Idol. Then later, Dancing with the Stars, Glee, etc. So the musicals came back. Even though I predicted that, I was shocked that we could go from very, very dirty television to then some clean musicals. Now, of course, Glee, you know, you start having pregnant teenagers and things like that. So, you know, they're starting to re-add the shock value. But same thing with video games. Remember video games? We had Pong. Okay, Pong. There were no sexual innuendos with Pong. No blood, no gores. It would just go beep. Beep. I mean, it was Pong. All right, then came Pac-Man. True, he wasn't dressed, but he was just a round little Pac-Man. You know, Pac-Man was supposed to be called Puck-Man, right? Pac-Man, I believe, was designed in Japan, and originally he was supposed to be called Puck-Man, but the Japanese were afraid that the Americans would change the J, you know, to another letter, so they went to Pac-Man, okay, because it was supposed to be Puck, but that's a whole other story. Okay, so Pac-Man comes out, and then Miss Pac-Man comes out, right? Remember Miss Pac-Man, and we're like, oh, woo-hoo, yeah, that was... Ooh, feisty. Now we have a Miss Pac-Man. What's going to happen? And then, you know, they were chasing, right? And then they're kind of chasing each other, you know, during the intermission. Okay. And, you know, we were like, whew, oh boy, that's kind of fancy. that's kind of raunchy, but that was it. Okay. Then we had Centipede. Those were some good games. Gosh, what were some of my favorite games? I like Galaga? Where you'd have one spaceship and then you get the second spaceship and then you'd shoot everything. Loved those games. But apparently somebody thought that you had to start making it raunchier and putting women there with big boobies and, you know, blood and gore and all that. And now we have some very, very inappropriate video games out there. Now I know there's age limitations and exclusions, etc. But these kids get a hold of them. And, you know, they watch things on YouTube and they go on the internet and, you know, I know we're supposed to put blocks, but you just can't stop the progression of things. But what's really concerning is somebody may think that lighting an aerosol can is funny. You know, like I said, they do it on the movies. You know, they did that on Dumb and Dumber. But these kids, they really want to try it. They have no idea that they're going to die. No idea. And so, you know, I like to teach my kids, and I've done this at a very early age, you know, showing them what could happen And, you know, I know they're probably going to need psychotherapy later because of this, but I want them to know what a fire looks like. I want them to know. I mean, when we were looking at the tsunami pictures, I wanted them to see that. I mean, it was horrifying, but I don't want to shelter my kids because my kids aren't being sheltered when I'm not looking. You know, my kids are being exposed to all sorts of things at school, on TV, on the internet. And so, you know, I want them to see, you know, certain consequences of things that happen. And, you know, you bet your butt, we talk about STDs and STD prevention. They're going to see what gonorrhea looks like and the clap and genital warts. And it's not going to be pretty. Okay? All right? They're going to have to connect the dots. All right. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Pediatric groups have come out now with more guidelines. They say just put infants on their back when they sleep. We've done that already for SIDS and nothing new. To prevent sudden infant death syndrome, we want to put infants on their back. But now they're saying just get rid of those crib bumpers. Get rid of them. You don't need crib bumpers. Now, I was always worried because I thought my kid would hit his head on the side of the wood and hit damage to the wood. Okay, I wanted that. That crib was expensive, so I needed the crib for however many babies we were going to have and possibly grandbabies. So I'm like, don't hurt the wood with your big head. But, you know, we put the crib bumpers there so he wouldn't bruise himself. But you see, when I was a baby, I used to take my head, and when I was mad, I would, throw my head back. And my brother would throw his head forward. So, my mom said, you got to cover the crib because if your kids throw any sort of temper tantrums like you guys threw, you know, they're going to have, you know, head trauma. So I had those crib bumpers in there, but absolutely the kids would roll into them. Now, another suggestion they have for these infants is sleep in the same room. Sleep in the same room with your kid. Now, we did that. We slept in the same room with our older kid. But then what happened is he never wanted us to leave. So with our second kid, we're like, okay, he's going to sleep in his own room and he's going to, you know, deal with it. And then I started to feel nervous and I got all, you know, every time you read an article about SIDS. So, you know, we ended up, you know, putting a bed in the room so the baby would be in the crib because you really don't want the baby in bed with you. If the baby's in bed with you, you could roll on top of him. So you want to be in the same room, but you also want to be close enough where you could hear their breathing and you could check on them. But they want you to lay them on their back. Of course, breastfeed them as long as you can. If you can, breastfeed them and get any crap in their bed that you can. I mean, they don't need, you know, froggies and bears and all that. The kid will be fine. They'll grow up fine. They can play with toys later. Sleep is for sleep. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Freeze Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and your emails at drdahlia.com. This is crazy stuff. There's a couple from Indiana who tried to sell their infant son to drug dealers for, get this, $13,000. A Lincoln car that was worth $3,500 and 50 OxyContin pills. I'm looking at a picture of this kid. He is an adorable little kid. Anna Marie Riggs, 26, and her husband Brandon from Indiana said they were simply doing what was best for their child, Brandon Jr., who was born a methadone addict due to his mother's addictions. Police allege they traded their 4-month-old baby in for the money and the drugs. Oh, my gosh, this woman and this husband are loons. Now, the people that also tried to buy the baby, all four were charged with Class A felony conspiracy to deal in a narcotic, as well as conspiracy to commit child selling and profiting from an adoption as D felonies. They're also charged with welfare fraud for allegedly receiving $3,000 in food stamps and assistance, even though the child no longer lived with them. Oh, my gosh, people should not be allowed to be parents. All that scary stuff. All that scary stuff. You know, some news over the pond. I watch very closely what's going on with the NHS system in Great Britain. Because, again, you hear when you watch, you know, CNN and you know, media about, you know, healthcare and how, you know, it seems to work in other countries and everybody likes, you know, the way healthcare is in other countries, that why should we fight any changes going on here? Well, already some of the GPs out there are banning patients for, quote-unquote, just daring to complain. Now, apparently it's a lot harder to fire a patient over there in Great Britain than it is here in America. If you want to discharge a patient, you send them a letter and you discharge them. But apparently some of these GPs will be fined if, I believe it's a trust that oversees, you know, what's going on over there in terms of, it kind of sounds like their health system is also part HMO, where the GP has to take on a certain number of patients. So if you try to cancel a drop a patient from your list, there could be fines and there could be consequences. Now, apparently some of these GPs are saying, you know, to heck with this. If you're going to be ornery or you're going to fight with me on something, you're gone. And that's how a lot of us doctors do things here in America. You know, I mean, we cannot take the chance of having somebody, let's say here's an example. If I have somebody who is going to multiple doctors for their narcotics, I'm not going to be a part of that. I don't know if they're selling the narcotics. I don't know if they're killing their liver with the narcotics, but I can't be a part of it. I discharge it. I'm not going to mess with it. Or if I tell a person to take a medicine the certain way and they, you know, decide not to, and I'm starting to see them, you know, deteriorate, and they say, I just want to do it my way, I don't drop them. I will then transfer them to a doctor that may be a little bit more open to what they're doing. But I'm not going to have anybody die on my watch, you know, because they refuse to do what I want to do. And then, of course, you have people that are rude. You have people that are flirting with the staff and making my staff feel uncomfortable. So there's a lot of reasons to discharge people. A lot of reasons. People give you the middle finger because they don't want to pay your bill. They're out of here. It's not worth the $25 I'm going to make on that patient. It's not worth it. Well, apparently in England, some of these doctors are trying to do the same thing. They're trying to say, it's not worth it. I'm arguing with you. You know, it's not worth it. And the government's not too happy. Now, again, I'm learning about their system as I go. I am not an expert on the medical system in Great Britain, and I don't want to purport myself to be. And I'm not going to pretend to be. But, you know, I got to tell you, there's from what I see when I'm reading these articles and I'm looking at, websites from Europe, people aren't too happy with the healthcare system over there. I'm hearing long waits. I mean, here, this article here from The Telegraph. My father died because of lack of care at the hands of the NHS staff. Now, of course, you know, for every bad article, there's probably a good article. I get it. I know there's rhetoric. There's rhetoric from both sides. But, you know, I'm kind of nervous because if our healthcare system turns something similar to what we see in Great Britain, and I have patients who I think are going to be threats to my staff, if I think they aren't going to adequately work with me for their care, if I think they could be a red flag for a lawsuit, you know, somebody looking for trouble, I want to get them out of my practice. It's not worth it. I don't need their $25. You know, no, I'm not going to want to see. No. You know, it's interesting. What I would probably say, the biggest group of patients that give my staff problems, that give me problems, are people that have uncontrolled bipolar. And I don't discharge them quickly because on their good day, they're good. You know, sometimes you know you're dealing with a bipolar when, you know, you're walking on eggshells around them and, you know, they sometimes they're just looking for a fight. But on their good days, they're so lovable. They're really, really good people. We have a bipolar in our family and same thing. I mean, you love them so much, but they can make your life miserable, so you want to avoid them. And my staff sometimes doesn't understand that with you know, some of these patients. So they'll get chewed out and ripped to pieces verbally. Yet they're saying, but the patient was in here just 2 days ago smiling and happy. What did I do? I wasn't rude, Dr. Dahlia, I swear. And I'm like, don't worry, you're not getting fired. Don't worry. You know, because the customer's supposed to always be right, right? When you own a business, the customer's right. But the one thing I've known is 1 in 3 people have a mental disorder. 1 in 3 people. And I think it's even higher. And, you know, sometimes I have to, just soothe my staff and you know, quell their fears, saying, yo, look, you didn't do anything wrong. Some of these people were just looking for a fight and they wanted to have a BF. And they decided to have a BF with you. The only thing is sometimes my staff can't take it and I have to discharge these people. Now, I understand if somebody's in pain. I understand if somebody, you know, isn't seeing their psychiatrist and not getting properly medicated. So I don't want to discharge people left and right. But unfortunately, you know, you can only take so much. Okay, if your staff doesn't want to work at your office because they're getting verbally abused, they're not going to come to work if your patients are abusing them. So, I want to know that I have that choice, that I get to pick and choose who walks into my office. You know, we've had a couple doctors shot in the city that I live in. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've had a couple doctors shot. One was a very good friend of mine. He was shot in the neck. He lived. Another one was shot by one of his patients. He lived. A lady, Dr. Macabenta, didn't live. She died. If a doctor has a feeling about somebody walking into their practice, they should have a right to discharge them. And from what I understand, some of these GPs are getting fined thousands of dollars for discharging patients. Now, I know as a patient, some of you are probably thinking, all right, Dr. Dahlia, I can't agree with you. You know, if you get discharged from a patient, from a doctor in England, it could take weeks for you to find a new doctor. You're right. You're right. It can. And that's what's scary. That's why there's such a controversy over it. Now, I mean, here in the States, you give the patient 30 days notice. You know, hopefully within 30 days, they could find another doctor. But, you know, I actually talked to the medical board. And the medical board, I love my medical board. The Vasa medical board, they always answer the phone. They're there for me to talk to. But there still aren't strict guidelines on what to do if you think you are in harm's way. You know, of course, they wouldn't have me see a patient in harm's way, but there's still kind of rules in place where you can't just drop them with no notice. And I get so frustrated when I see other countries and other doctors have to work within the confines of, you know, the government forcing them to see a patient they don't want to see. I mean, remember, when you're a person's doctor, you need to work with them and have some sort of a relationship. There has to be some sort of harmony, some sort of choreography. Okay, I can't cure you or I can't fix or manage your diabetes if you're not going to, you know, take the medicine I prescribe you, if you're not going to watch what you eat, if you're not going to exercise, if you're not going to work with me. Then I'm not probably the best doctor for you. You need to then find a doctor who'll work with you better. I mean, medicine is an art, and I can't stand seeing other countries not treated as such. All right, guys, we have another hour coming on. If you could stand and listen, great. If not, you all have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.